今天我们很高兴再次有 John Laude 牧师来跟我们分享。
We're very happy once again we have Pastor John Laude to be among us.
我把时间交给他。
So he'll share God's word with us.
It is so good to be with you once again.
很高兴今天又和大家在一起。
Thank you, Pastor Lou, for allowing me to share with your people today.
谢谢刘牧师邀请我来跟大家分享。
We love to worship with you.
我很高兴能够跟大家一起来敬拜。
And we love to hear this choir. This is one of our favorite choirs, to be sure.
这也是我最喜欢的，也谢谢诗班唱献诗歌，也是我最喜欢的诗班之一。
Isn't it nice to have something so wonderful to celebrate?
是不是非常的美好？当有一个可以让你去赞美。
And we celebrate even as we just kind of trudge through life, occasionally being just knocked flat on our back.
当我们遇到困难的时候，是不是也是件非常美好的事情？我们可以去也还可以去赞美，去庆祝。
Has that ever happened to you?
你是不是也经历过这样的事情？
You just find yourself flat on your back?
你感觉你好像遇到了瓶颈。
Or maybe flat on your face.
也许你就是跌倒了，跌得非常的惨。
Maybe somebody trips you up and does you wrong.
也许有人故意将你绊倒，让你跌得非常的惨重。
Or maybe you're just knocked down by one of many of life's many harsh realities.
也许你就是被现实当中的残酷被击倒。
Or maybe you don't have anybody to blame but yourself.
也许在这过程当中你没有其他人可以去责备，而可以责备的人就是你自己。
Eventually you're going to find yourself flat on your back.
最终你都会发现你都像这样跌倒过。
And when you do, you're going to want to know how God wants to respond to you.
如果你经历这样的境况，你会很想知道神会怎么样做。
Some of us can remember nearly 50 years ago when a couple of very noteworthy events took place.
大概我们当中有一些人会记得，大约是五十年前，有一些
One of them was when a madman went running through St. Peter's Cathedral with a hammer.
当时有一名袭击者进入了罗马的圣彼得大教堂。
And he went right up to the Pietà, Michelangelo's famous sculpture of Christ in the arms of his mother.
当时他就冲向了米开朗基罗著名的雕像，圣母莲子。
And he just took that hammer and just started chipping pieces off of that masterpiece.
他当时就用了一把锤子，然后敲碎了这尊雕像。
And then it was a little more than a year later we heard about a similar incident in Amsterdam.
大约是之后，那之后的一年多，也是在一个阿姆斯特丹的一个博物馆。
A man with a knife. Went running through the museum and went right up to Rembrandt's famous painting, Night Watch.
当时一个男子进入到了博物馆，然后冲向了当时伦勃朗的一个画作《夜巡》。
And he took that knife and he just started slashing that masterpiece.
他当时就拿出了一把刀，然后对着那幅画反复的切割。
Both of those works of art were severely damaged.
当时这两个名作都被严重的破坏了。
But I don't remember hearing anybody saying, "Well, let's just throw them away."
我没有听到过人们就因此而将这两个名作就此丢弃。
Instead, they said, "Let's spare no expense to try to restore these masterpieces." To their original state.
相反的，当时都他们雇佣了世界上最好的修复专家，精心的修复使这两个名作都恢复原本的面貌。
They were just too valuable just to throw away.
因为他们都太珍贵了，所以不应该被丢弃。
Well, I have good news for you this morning.
那我今天就有好消息要告诉你们。
God feels pretty much the same way about the crown of His creation, that is, you and me.
神也将我们视为他创造万物当中的皇冠。
And when we find ourselves flat on our back for whatever reason,
当我们觉得生活当中因为某些原因而遇到了困境，
He wants to do for us the same sort of things.That a shepherd would do for his flock.
神会为我们做，就好像一个好的牧者为他的羊群所做的。
We know that because of what David says in Psalm 23.
就像，大卫在诗篇二十三章第三节所说。
I think one of the last times I was with you, we looked at verse 2.
我记得上一次我在这边分享信息的时候，我讲到了23章的第二节。
This time I want to look at verse 3.
这次我们来讲一下这里23章的第三节。
But remember in verse 1, David identifies the Lord as his shepherd.
让我们记得在这诗篇23章第一节的时候，大卫说到神是我的牧者。
And he says here in verse 3, the Lord who is his shepherd, he says, he restores my soul, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
这里大卫说，神是我的牧者，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
That's what I want us to think about for the next few minutes this morning.
这是我想让大家今天早上花几分钟来思考的。
I want us to think about what the Lord, our loving Lord, does for us when we fall.
让我们想想，爱我们的神，在我们跌倒的时候，他想为他的儿女会做些什么？
First of all, he wants to pick us up and put us back on our feet.
首先，他会想要将你扶起，让你重新振作起来。
David said, "He restores my soul."
大卫说，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
Now that word in the Hebrew for soul doesn't just mean the spirit which is within us, but the totality of our being.
在希伯来文当中，这里的灵魂指的不单单是我们的灵魂，而是指我们的全部。
When our spirit is refreshed, our body is refreshed.
当我们的灵得到了恢复，也会影响到我们的身体健康。
When our body is refreshed, our spirit is often encouraged and refreshed.
当我们身体得到了恢复，我们的也会影响到我们的灵。
And so that's what God does for us when we fall.
这也是在我们跌倒的时候，神会为我们做的。
He is able to refresh or restore the totality of our being, body.And spirit.
就神会恢复我们的灵，也包括我们的身体，就是我们的全部。
But also the Hebrew word that is translated restores means literally he really restores.
这里的苏醒，也在希伯来文当中的翻译就是指它是真的使我们的灵魂苏醒。
He restores as only he can.
仅仅他能够，仅仅神是神才能够做到。
He restores like nobody else can.
好，他这种所能为我们做的是无人能及的。
And if that meant anything to anybody, it meant a lot to David.
如果这对任何人都有非常大的意义，那我相信对大卫也是如此。
You remember David? He had been a shepherd who.Slew the mighty giant Goliath.
知道大卫他曾经是一个年轻的牧者。
But he grew up to be the king of Israel.
但是他长大之后便成为了以色列最伟大的王。
In fact, looking back on it, he was the greatest king that Israel ever had.
这是以色列历史当中最伟大的王。
But at the very height of his success, David fell off of his lofty pedestal.
也是他也是从这个他的权力的最高的顶端也是跌得非常的惨重。
And when he fell hard.
他跌倒得非常的惨重。
You see, David probably as king kind of enjoyed getting everything he wanted.
因为大卫是王，所以他大概也非常的习惯和享受他可以得到他想要得到的一切。
His servants actually probably came to him and said, "What do you want us to do for you?"
他的仆人大概也会在他的面前就会问他说，你到底神你王你到底要什么
？Wouldn't you like that?
你会想要那个吗
？He probably enjoyed it a lot.
他大卫大约非常的享受这样一个
And he was probably used to that becoming a normal activity.
对他来说，这可能就变成了一种习惯。
Well, one day he was out on his roof walking around.
有一天，他就在他的屋顶望向窗外。
When he saw a beautiful young lady bathing nearby.
他当时就看见了一个非常年轻貌美的女子在沐浴。
So he said.I want that.
他就告诉他的仆人说，我想要那个人。
Just like a kid in a candy store.
就好像在一个糖果店里面，他指着一个糖果说我要。
And he sent his servants to go get that young lady.
他就让他的仆人就把那个女子带来见他。
Now what David did was wrong.
大卫所做的是错的。
And when that young lady sent word to him that there would soon be growing evidence to everybody, for everybody to see, of their activity, he knew he had a problem.
当时，当几乎身边的所有人都明显感觉到两个人之间，大卫和这位女子之间有非常明显的联系的时候，
and he knew that that problem.Was only compounded by the fact that that young lady was married to one of his faithful soldiers.
大卫意识到他好像做错了什么，因为那位女子她已经结婚了。
Ah, but remember, David's the king.
但是要记得大卫是王。
And he remembered that.
大卫他知道这一点。
And so he devised a scheme in his own mind that he would take that soldier, that lady's husband.And put him on the front lines of a battle that Israel was sure to lose.
大卫知道他是王，他有这个权利，他可以让这位女子的丈夫送他到必败战时的前线。
And that young man was killed.
然后这位女子的丈夫就这样去过世了。
And David got what he wanted.
大卫也得到了他想要得到的。
But he got more than he wanted, didn't he?
但是他得到了比他想要的更多。
Tragically, that little baby that was born to that relationship that never should have happened died.
但是因为这段关系而出生的一个婴孩也死在了襁褓当中。
And he got a visit from the preacher.
然后大卫当时的先知来去见大卫。
Who told the preacher told him how he had brought shame not only on himself but the nation and the God that that nation was saying that they represented.
当时那位先知就告诉大卫说：“你犯了罪，你不仅你也得罪了一直善待你和你子民的上帝。”
Now David could have got all mad and.Said, "Well, just go find me another preacher."
大卫完全可以当时恼羞成怒的驱逐这位先知而换一个新的先知。
But that wasn't David.
但大卫不是这样的人。
You see, David wasn't a small man who was just revealing his true character.
大卫他是一个非常真性情的人。
David was a genuinely good person. In fact, a man after God's own heart.
大卫他人是一个好人，他有一颗爱神的心。
He messed up.
虽然他做错了事。
And even people with a heart after God can mess up.
即使一个爱神的人，他也会做错事。
But he was big enough that he was open to what the preacher had to say to him.
但是他还是有勇气去，当他被人指出的时候，他有勇气去承认自己的过犯。
And he really listened to it, and he prayerfully considered it.
他有倾听，并且也是非常的也在思考这件事情。
And he was able to recognize that sin in his life.
他也承认自己确实犯了罪。
And he admitted it, and he repented of it, and he turned back to God who had been so good to him.
他承认自己的过犯，并且忏悔转向神，也是才是他的牧者。
We know that because he wrote his response over in chapter 51, in Psalm 51.
我们知道这些是因为大卫在诗篇51章记录下他当时的心境。
Well, when you've made a mess of things, like we sometimes do, we need to do like David did.
当你像大卫一样做错事的时候，你也要像大卫一样来。
You need to be totally honest and remorseful before God.
我们要在神面前真诚地忏悔。
And we need to plead with Him to do what He alone can do, and that is to restore our soul.
并向神祈求，出于他无以比拟的爱和怜悯来使你的灵苏醒。
Just like any good shepherd does for his flock.
就好像一个好的牧者能为他的羊群所做的。
Now, I'm not a shepherd or the son of a shepherd, and I'm no expert in shepherding.
虽然我从来都没有牧过羊，我也不是牧羊的专家。
But I do understand that there is a predicament that sheep can find themselves in that is called being cast or cast down.
但是我知道羊有一种状态，就是一种卧倒的一个状态。
And that happens when a sheep might lay down in a small depression in the ground.
这会发生在当羊躺在一个相对舒适的一个地上的时候。
And you know how you kind of move around when you're sleeping, and that a sheep might kind of stretch out to get a little more comfortable or to relax.
你可以想象当你睡觉的时候，你也会。 大概移动你的身体，然后去伸展和放松，羊也会这么做。
But then its center of gravity may shift, and it just rolls over onto its back.
那在这个时候，羊可能会失去重心，然后就四脚朝天。
And it's just there with its legs stretched high to the sky, and it can't get back on its feet.
然后它的 因为羊的这个四脚朝天的这个状态，它就会不停的四肢会不停的挣扎，希望它能够重新站起来。
Now, not only is a sheep helpless against attack, but gases begin to fill up in its stomach.
在这个时候，羊群会感到非常的无助，同时它的胃里面会急剧累积一些气体。
And these gases can cut off the flow of blood to the extremities, including the legs.
这个气体它会阻碍到它的整个血液循环，包括它四肢的一个血液循环。
And if the weather's hot, that sheep can be dead within just a matter of hours.
如果当时正好天气非常炎热的话，羊群会在几个小时内就死去。
Well, a good shepherd knows to watch out for that sort of thing happening.
一个好的牧羊，他会非常注意到这样的情形。
When he notices a sheep that has gotten himself cast or cast down, he'll go over to that sheep and roll it gently over onto its side to relieve the pressure of those built up gases in its stomach.
当一个好的牧羊人，他看到这样的情形发生的时候，他会看到这个羊卧倒的时候，他会过去轻轻的把羊，让它侧卧过来，然后按摩羊的腹部来缓解它胃里面的一个胀气。
And then after just a little while, he'll gently pick up that sheep and hold it between his legs and just gently massage its legs to restore the circulation.
过一会儿，然后他会轻柔的按摩羊的四肢，让它的血液循环重新的恢复。
And then if it does any good, he'll say, now don't you get yourself in a fix like that again.
如果一切都恢复正常的话，他会告诉那个羊说，你以后千万一定要小心，不要再这样了。There's
a real tenderness in how a shepherd would deal with his sheep when he finds himself in that situation.
当一个牧者他照顾一个卧倒的羊的时候，他需要一颗爱怜的心。
There's a real tenderness with the way that our shepherd, the good shepherd, deals with us when we find ourselves in a similar predicament.
这也是在神，这股爱怜也是在神照，当我们跌倒的时候，神会照顾我们的时候。
And that's true regardless of the reason that we find ourselves like that.
我们也会经历这样子的一个情形。
Now we've already said that sheep find themselves cast usually when they just try to get a little comfortable.
一个羊它会卧倒是因为它要让自己舒服。
Well, guess what? We can get ourselves in a predicament too when we just try to pursue a little bit more comfort and enjoyment in life.
我们也会发生在我们身上，就是当我们为了追求一点安逸舒适，然后就让我们自己陷入了一些窘境。We
find ourselves in a mess.
我们发现自己生活一团糟。But
sheep can also become more likely to be cast when they get too woolly. Their wool grows too long.
当羊，当它们的羊毛过于茂盛的时候，也是更容易发生这种卧倒的情况。
You see, as the wool grows, so more mud and filth and burrs and other debris gets all tangled up in that wool.
是因为它们的毛生长的比较长的时候，会更容易粘附一些泥土啊，一些杂物。
Yeah, if you were wearing a wool coat and laid down and you had all that stuff in your wool coat, it'd be kind of uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
当你如果想象一下，当你穿了一身非常像羊毛的那种非常厚重的衣服的时候，你想要躺卧，你也会感到非常的不舒服。
So they'd be more shifting around trying to get comfortable.
那些羊就会不停的磨蹭，然后让他们自己更加的舒服。Well,
you know how to take care of that problem, don't you?
我想你们应该知道解决方法是什么。You
take shears and just shear that sheep, shear all the wool off that sheep.
那就是要把那羊身上的羊毛进行修剪。Isn't
that the predicament that David found himself in?
这好像这也是大卫。 也是大卫经历的一个过程。
He'd gone from being a lowly shepherd to the mighty king of Israel with anything that he wanted at his disposal.
当他从一个年轻的一个牧羊人，然后成为了一个以色列最伟大的王。
And he'd picked up regal robes, but he'd also picked up some sin in his life.
大卫他可以得到他想要得到的一切，他不仅得到了他的一个黄袍，他同时也犯罪，犯了罪。
And he needed the Lord just to shear off, remove that sin.
他需要神来修剪他, 然后把那些他犯过的罪修剪掉。
But not just that sin, also his haughty attitude, and help him to see what kind of person he really was beneath those regal robes.
不仅仅是修剪要消除的，不仅仅是他的罪，也是也有还有他的一个傲慢， 然后也是让他看到，在他的黄袍之下， 他到底是什么样的一个人。
Another reason why sheep become more likely to be cast is, you know, what simply comes naturally.
还有一个原因会使羊容易卧倒，是因为他们好像一切都很顺其自然。
If they're in the flock of a good shepherd, that good shepherd's going to lead them to some mighty good grazing.
如果在一个羊群，这个羊群它有非常给被提供非常好的条件的话，他们可能会被带到一个非常富饶的一些草地。
You know what happens then?
你知道之后会发生些什么？
The more you eat, the less you exercise.
你吃的越多，你就动的越少。
And the more you eat, and the less you exercise, and the more you eat, and the less you exercise.
你吃的越多，动的越少，吃的越多，动的越少。
And eventually, you can really pack on the pounds.
之后就开始会囤积体重。
Well, a sheep that does that is more likely to become cast.
这样子的羊，它会更容易发生卧倒的这样一个状况。
Well, that can happen to Christians too.
这也可能会发生在我们基督徒身上。We
have a rich bounty of spiritual food in God's Word to feed on.
我们有非常，神的话语是会给我们非常多的营养和可以让我们不断的成长。
But if we're not careful, we can spend more time consuming God's Word and less time exercising our faith, putting into practice what God has told us to do.
如果我们不留意的话，我们可能会花时间仅仅是在读神的话语，而不是去将神的话语付之于实践。
So we want to be careful about that.
我希望我们大家都要留心这样的事情。
It really doesn't matter why we find ourselves in a predicament like that, as much as it does what we do when we find ourselves in a helpless state like that.
到底是什么时候你跌倒，或者是因为什么原因你跌倒并不重要，重要的是在那样的一个 情况下你会做什么？
We need to cry out to the good shepherd who alone can pick us up and put us back on our feet.
我们要寻求神那好的好牧者的帮助， 也只有他能够将你扶起来，扶起并让你重新振作起来。
That's not all he wants to do for us though.
神不仅仅会做这些。
He also wants to point you in the right direction.
神还会指引你正确的方向。
David said, He leads me in paths of righteousness.
大卫说他引导我走义路。
Now that word translated paths is literally is best translated tracks.
这里 的路，最好的翻译应该是路径。
Now guess whose tracks we're talking about here?
这也是我们要这里要讲到的路。
We're talking about those tracks, those footprints of the shepherd.
我们这边说的是一些足迹，然后在那个路径上面。
He left footprints for David to follow.
神他留下了他的足迹，让大卫来跟随他。
You know, about 1,000 years after David penned these words about the Lord who he knew was his shepherd, he came and paid us a personal visit.
大约在大卫写下这些文字的一千年之后，神大卫的牧者也将自己来到这个世上。
He wrapped himself up in our humanity. He became one of us.
他将自己化为人身，出现在我们当中。
And he lived an absolutely perfect life.
他过着一个非常完美的生活。
And he left us perfect teaching.
他留给我们非常完美的教导。
And he left us a perfect example on how to live.
他为我们树立了一个非常完美的榜样，告诉我们该如何生活。
He left us tracks or footprints of righteousness that he wants us to follow.
他在这个义路上留下了他的足迹，让我们来跟随他。
But you know, no matter how well any of us follow, we're going to fall short.
所以无论说我们觉得我们跟随的如何的好，但是我们都不是完美的。
It's John 10:11 where Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
在约翰福音第十章第十一节，主耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Why would he do that?
为什么耶稣会这么做呢？
He didn't deserve to die.
我们不配他为我们死。
Well, 700 years before Jesus came, Isaiah told us why he died. He would die.
在耶稣诞生的700年之前，当时的先知以赛亚就解释过，耶稣为什么会死。
In Isaiah 53:6, he said this, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way.And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
在以赛亚书第五十三章第六节，他预言道：我们都如羊走迷，个人行偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Jesus, the only person who ever lived who didn't deserve to die, died for us.
主耶稣那唯一一个不应该死去的却偏偏为我们而死。
He took upon himself the punishment that we deserved.
他为我们的罪而死。
And then he rose from the dead eternal life to give all those who would repent of their sin and place their faith and trust in him.
他从死里复活，他复活的生命使我们这些所有赦免了我们所有我们忏悔并相信他的人所犯的罪。
He gives eternal life to all those who ask him, trust in him to forgive them of their sin and to give them that life that makes this life full and meaningful and lasts forever and ever and ever.
他给予我们这些忏悔并相信他的人一个永生的生命，也让我们的生命更加的有意义并且延续至永永远远。
Jesus is the good shepherd.
耶稣是一个好牧者。
But guess what? David said, the Lord is my shepherd.
大卫说，神是我的牧者。
And he become your shepherd when the minute you come to him in repentance and faith.
然后耶稣会成为我们的牧者，当我们转向他并且忏悔我们的罪。
If you've never done that, I encourage you to do it today.
如果你还没有这么做，我希望你今天能够
Ask the Lord to do what He alone can do.
向神祈求，只有他才能够做到的。
And you'll be born again, a member of His flock.
然后你就会得到重新的生命成为他羊群当中的一员。
And once you're a member of his flock, you can be assured that when you find yourself flat on your back, he'll want to pick you up, put you back on your feet again, and point you in the right direction.
当你成为他的羊群，他就会，神会不时的修剪你的羊毛，也在你跌倒的时候，神会将你扶起，让你重新站起来。
Something else he wants to do for you this morning.
神还有一些还会为你做另外一件事情。
He wants to do all this for the sake of his name.
他要为你做这一做所有的一切，而且是因为他的名的缘故。
David said, "For his name's sake."
大卫说，都是为神的名。
Now, what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
A person's name represents that person, doesn't it?
一个人的名字代表了一个人。
When their name is spoken, anybody who knows anything about them thinks about that person, right?
当一个人的名字被提起的时候，那些知道他名字的人就会想起这个人。
Naturally, when people hear our name, we want them to have good thoughts about us, right?
当我们的名字被别人提起的时候，我们希望大家想到的是我们好的一面。
I guess we could say so does God.
神也是如此。
Only in his case, he doesn't want people just to have good thoughts about him. He wants them to have truthful thoughts about him.
他希望当他的名被提起的时候，不仅仅人们想到的是神的一个美好，而是想到是非常真实的、真真切切的。
And all the truthful thoughts about him are good thoughts.
那些所有真实的想法，对神的一个想法都是好的。
But he wants to be known as the person who, when people fall, he'll pick them up, put them back on their feet, point them in the right direction.
神希望他被人们记起的是，当人们跌倒的时候，是神，能够将人扶起，让人重新站起来，并且指引人正确的方向。
And he wants to use what he does for you as an example for all to see of what he'll do for anyone who's a member of his flock.
神想用他能为你所做的，为例，以示他也能为所有处于困境的人。这么做。
So don't keep it a secret.
所以不要将这个当做一个秘密。
One more thing I want you to notice quickly.
我还有今天还要向跟大家提一点。
While he does all this for you, he only asks you to follow him.
当神能为你做这么多事情的时候，他唯一向你求的希望能做的就是要跟随他。
And when you follow him, you'll experience the good that he wants for you and everyone.
当你跟随他的时候，你就可以经历到神为你和众人所带来的一个丰富的恩典。
There's a song that you may be familiar with that says it so well.
有一首诗歌你们大概会记得。
It says, "Sweetly, Lord, we have heard thee calling. Come follow me."
这首诗歌是这么说的，是神，我们已经听到了你的呼召，是如此的甜美。
And we see where your footprints falling lead us to thee.
我们可以看到你留下的足迹，然后带领我们指引向你。
Footprints of Jesus.
耶稣留下的足迹。
They make the pathway glow.
他让这道路发光。
We will follow the steps of Jesus.
我们会跟随主耶稣的足迹。
Wherever they go.
无论会带我们去哪里。
How about you this morning?
今天早上你感觉怎么样？
When we fall, he wants to pick us up, put us back on our feet, and point us in the right direction.
当你跌倒的时候，神会将你扶起，也会将你让你重新站起来，然后指引你正确的方向。
I don't think it's too much to expect us to follow him.
神却唯一想让我们做的就是跟随他。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for being the good shepherd.
Oh, 神啊，谢谢你，成为我们那么好的牧者。
And Lord, we thank you for being our shepherd.
谢谢神，你成为我们的牧者。
Help us to truly consider all that you mean to us.
让我们思考到底你想要从我们这里得到些什么。
And we pray that you'll motivate us to follow you wherever you lead us.
也希望神能够给我们动力，让我们能够有勇气跟随你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.